it's a slight increase, but I suppose what's interesting when you look at the last 10 years is that we've gone from boom to bust. So I suppose when you compare Letterkenny to both the Western Region average and indeed other centres, Letterkenny has done very well. The average growth across the region has been 5.9%, so Letterkenny has certainly outperformed in that sense. That's Letterkenny Labour catchment, not the town itself. So it's much broader than the town.
And a lot of workers then with cross-border, do you forecast any implications relating to Brexit?
Certainly there will be implications. The question, as I'm sure everybody would agree, is what type of Brexit. But it's very clear to us in this report is that the Inishowen Peninsula in particular and extending down southwards is very much tied into the economy of Derry in Northern Ireland. And that's clear in terms of the labour catchment that extends from Derry into the Inishowen Peninsula, where there's 5,000 people who live and work there. Not all of those work across the border in Derry, but the numbers indicate that just under 1,000 do. So obviously, from a daily transport point of view, there's going to be huge implications, apart from any other broader issues that Brexit may give rise to. The other interesting point, I suppose, to note in the context of Brexit in Northern Ireland is that the numbers have grown in the last 10 years. So we did a similar report 10 years ago, and the numbers that are crossing the border to work have increased. So that indicates that the ties have got stronger in the last 10 years between Donegal and Northern Ireland.